The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're with you on this Tuesday, 7th of August, 2012. Robbie will be joining me here in a couple of minutes. Folks, behold a pale horse. Anita Undersea was nice enough to... She was going through Austin from Fredericksburg today, and she dropped off 75 copies of Behold a Pale Horse. So right now, you can't call on that. We're setting up a number specifically for that. But you can go to our online store. Just go to republicbroadcasting.org, little buttons at the top, hit online store. Boom, you're there. It's already posted. And I do believe it's $19.95 for the DVD. And as I tried to explain yesterday, this is a trilogy series. And this is going to work. Because there's a lot of people out there of faith that they have nothing to hang their hats on. The churches have walked away from them. The pastors have walked away from them. And this is energizing people. This is kind of like a Chick-fil-A DVD style, by the way. I didn't mention anything about the Chick-fil-A deal, but to the people that don't like people that are Christian owning businesses and proclaiming it, the owner of the company just simply said, hey, I read the Bible, I believe it, and it says, you know, man and woman, that's a couple, that's marriage. That's the way it's done. And all of everything broke out. Well, it backfired. I drove by a Chick-fil-A today. There were people, you couldn't get a parking space. The drive-thru was wrapped around the place. People couldn't get in, couldn't get out. There were people coming in and going out. This whole thing backfired on them. Finally, there was something that people of faith in this country could stand behind. And they did. And there wasn't any big to-dos. There wasn't any real... This was spontaneous, and this was a wonderful thing to behold, and it backfired. It backfired on the ne'er-do-wells. They were going to have kiss-ins. They were going to do this. They were going to do that. Well, fine and dandy. It blew up in their face. So the Behold a Pale Horse, it does have Christian values and sets of values in there that's recognizable, and I think it's going to awaken a lot of Christians in this country and get them moving, because the church has moved away from them. So at any rate, that trilogy series, I think the next one is going to be released either next month or in October. But at any rate, that is your 101 primer. This will rock people into action, folks. So go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's available right now. As soon as the number becomes available, you'll be able to call the network and get your copy as well. All right, we'll take a break here. Robbie Noel is going to join me in just three. We'll be back and get this party started.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial-size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Are you completely fed up of being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are: incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All righty. Robbie Noel, are you with me, sir?
Yes, sir. How you doing, John?
How's the weather down there in Baja?
Hot and steamy.
Okay, we just winked out here. We might have to reboot you on the Skype connection, Robbie. Do you have anything open there?
Yeah, let me just close a few windows here that I have open, and we should be operating perfectly.
All
Is that
right.
better?
That's much better.
There you go.
Hey, I always watch the news channels just to see what the latest lies and scuttlebutt and deflection from the truth. You know, I just like to see how far from the truth that they can wander on any given story. At any rate, yesterday I'm hearing, double plus good. There's a company hiring. Yeah, down here in Austin, Texas, Samsung is hiring 1,500 people. Well, that's hooray. That's great. Yeah, great for people to have a job. But the rest, there are hot spots of economies in this country. Central Texas, by no stretch of the imagination, is doing badly compared to everybody else. But I heard this report yesterday. Oh, yeah, anything for jobs. It's so wonderful. And just the day before, Robbie, I'm reading all the stories about the new bridge they're building out there in San Francisco Bay. To a Chinese contractor, Chinese company, bringing their own Chinese workers. And some of the lame stuff that was said that, well, you know, they've got the workers. We had a heck of a time trying to find welders. Really? What happens to a welder that's been displaced from the workplace in this country? Do they lose their skills? Do they die? What happens to them? we got plenty of welders in this country, and all this pablum is rolling out in support of this, but they're doing it locally, Robbie. They're not doing it nationally. So when I heard the story, you know, Samsung's hiring 15 people, hey, hooray, that's jobs, we need them all. They're not doing the news stories on the Chinese companies coming in here to build our roads and our bridges and God knows whatever else they're going to get into. I just, and looking at the numbers, Robbie, I am just amazed at where we're at employment-wise. I mean, we're at about 22 to 23%.
Well, you are stuck in a catch-22 situation because obviously to get people employed, you got to have that little magic thing called growth.
Yeah.
And that is a problem with Spain. That's a problem with many European countries trying to figure out how to dig themselves out of their hole. You can't dig yourself out of a hole if you have no prospects for employment or growth. And they don't have that. And growth in the U.S. is, and we can tell by the numbers on a consistent basis, is almost non-existent when you look at the ISM numbers. Even the Fed survey on manufacturing has been in a consistent decline to the point where most people are buying into, you know, the only solution to the problem is more hopium from the Federal Reserve. I mean, the bounce in the market today was predicated on nothing more than the head of the Federal Reserve Boston Bank saying that the Fed needs to initiate a extended round of quantitative easing.
Here it comes again.
Oh,
you
sure.
You know, I was in a Chase bank yesterday talking with a group of managers, and the looks on their faces, you know, all smiley, friendly. By the way, Chase Bank now is offering rewards to their employees who smile and are nice to their customers. I guess they realized that they had a public relations problem and Chase wasn't high up on everybody's list. But I was talking to these guys and I said, you know, I said, J.P. Morgan's in trouble. I said, that little puppy's getting ready to pop. And I asked him, I said, do you understand how deep this problem is? And that, you know, bailouts and quantitative easings and, you know, all this sounds fine and dandy to get the markets going. And I said, but it isn't. And I said, do you guys realize how much debt that they rolled off of those mortgages? Do you have any idea? And they did not. There they are, standing in a bank that is, well, for all intents and purposes, belly up without more, as you stated, without more bailouts to shore up their accounts. And they looked at me and they shook their heads. No, we don't know. And I said, well, there's a reason why the media is not telling you of the debt. They're just telling you about the systemic problems following this crisis, but they're not telling you the truth. I said, anybody want to take a crack at this? They didn't. They didn't even venture a guess. I said, look, somewhere between 1 and 1.4 quadrillion. And I says, and I got that from one of your Chase managers down here in Austin, Texas. It was visiting one of the offices in Austin, Texas. I said, between 1 and 1.4. And I said, now, do you understand that throwing more debt at a debt? And they all finished my statement. It's not going to work. I said, congratulations. You've passed the class. And they just don't know. The American people do not know how much debt that these creatures have generated. And then to throw in the debt money to try to remedy the debt problem. Robbie,
when you have the Vice President of the United States obviously saying that the way to solve the problem is to spend more money, you know, this is part and parcel of the Keynesian economic theory that, you know, you can spend your way to prosperity, but, you know, you can put money in people's pocket that doesn't necessarily equate into growth.
It doesn't, because it's not sustainable. The structure is all upside down. The whole point of generating profits is to do business, to turn a profit off the business or service that you provide, not to take handouts. And this is as simple and as plain as a nose on anybody's face.
And the reason corporations aren't hiring right now is they are all fearful of the fiscal cliff coming up in January. You know, because they don't know what the tax cuts are going to cost them. They have no idea what their health care bill from Obamacare is going to cost them. So when you give a businessman the proposition of, you know, we don't know what the costs are going to be come January, he's going to be reluctant to want to go out and hire new people. Because, you know, in large part, Obamacare is going to be a disaster for a lot of small businesses. As a matter of fact, to keep their, you know, head above water, it's pretty apparent that the only way they're going to do that is by cutting down their labor forces.
That's right. I mean, the you can't run a business where you have a great amount of goes out of and there's nothing goes into.
It's just basic logic.
Yeah, and everybody is whistling and rolling their eyes and walking through the graveyard. And it is so surreal to watch. I was looking at John Williams's shadow government statistics, and he did an analysis behind the unemployment charts. Now, most people, and they'll do this, you'll see it, they'll tell you the unemployment rate in this country, the official U3 version, okay? There's U3, there's a U6, and then there's an SGS, and I'll explain the differences here. But the official unemployment problem, Robbie, it's not real bad in this country, right around 8.5%. And if you want to believe that, I've got some really good gator-infested swamp stuff down in Florida. I'll be happy to unload on you. The broadest is what they call the broadest. And let me go into this a little bit. The seasonally adjusted SGS alternative unemployment rate. Now, that's actually reflecting the current unemployment reporting methodology. Adjusted for the SGS, the estimated long-term discouraged workers who were defined out of the official existence, they, you know, figures lie and liars figure. Back in 94, they figured out a way, well, these people that are looking for jobs that gave up, we'll just dump them from the rolls. Now, that estimate is added to the BLS estimate of the U6 employment, which is, as I stated, the U6 is around 15%.
Yep.
But it gets worse. The U3 unemployment rate is the monthly headline number. That's what you'll hear. The U6 employment rate is the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And the broadest unemployment measure, including short-term discouraged and other marginally attached workers, I like how they put that, as well as those forced to work part-time because they can't find a full-time job, that is right around 23%. 23. Do you know what the highest number of unemployment was in the darkest, dankest days of the Great Depression back in 32, 33? Around a quarter of the workforce was out of a job, 25%. We're right there, right? And Robbie, the insanity...
Well, that's obviously the number that you hear constantly when you hear economists talk about why Spain is in such big trouble, because the unemployment is at that 25% mark.
And climbing. Yep. And climbing. All right, we'll take the break. It's like Alice in Wonderland, Robbie. Absolutely no connected sense out there whatsoever.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the 3-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the 3-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out school? That's what they said.
Expert explains in horrifying detail how the global next shock will shatter the global economy. This is Matthew Boesler from Business Insider.
Yes.
And have you read the report?
Yeah, I have it posted on my page together with some other very disturbing news. What's new?
And what is the website that I go to get that? Because I was going to post it on RBN earlier today, but did not. What's the website?
RobbieMull.com.
There you go. Well, it says that the Eurozone is on the path in deep recession. Now, let me stop and digress for a second, because there's a point I wanted to bring up, talking about unemployment in this country. I keep hearing the news media keeps reminding people that we might be in a danger of sliding back into a recession. Robbie, have I been off planet for too long? We've been in a recession for the last 6 years, damn near depression-like numbers.
I mean, can't you remember back when we used to do the program with Bob, how we used to crack up every week when... they were denying that we were in a recession. And then I believe it was sometime in 2009, they finally were forced to admit, yes, we are in a recession. Do you remember that?
We called this recession back in 06. And then we saw what happened with the crisis rolling in a couple of years, 18 months, 24 months, whatever it was later. We knew this was coming. We were watching very closely. And to watch this thing unravel, it was like a nightmare that never ended. It was a slow motion roll of a world collapse. Well, you know, here they are reminding us that, well, we might be in danger of sliding back into recession. We are so deep in a recession, it's depression-like. Well, Boesler said that the Eurozone is on that path into deep recession as one of the largest and most advanced economies in the world. Its centrality to a system of highly interconnected global supply and is taken for granted. Now, David Korowitz, a physicist and human systems ecologist, I don't know what the hell that means, recently authored a lengthy 78-page white paper titled Trade-Off, Financial System Supply Chain Cross-Contagion, A Study in Global Systemic Collapse. Now, for the bookwormy people out there, this will be a great 78-page read for you because it will use the terms that the insiders use themselves, so you'll be able to understand the terminology and how it applies. It is worth the read. But this whole thing is right on the verge of snapping. And once that happens, the entire system will go down. There's not going to be enough austerity measures or easing quantitatively or otherwise in this country that's going to do a damn thing to bring this economy back. Folks, and again, business, it's real simple. You perform a service. You work. You provide a product. You market that product. The consumer or the buyer buys the profit. Boom, there's your profit margin. That's business. Has not changed since time immemorial. But here we are. Here's the new game. Yes, we've got a problem, and we're going to throw money at it, and we're going to bide our time, and yes, we'll come out of this. No, we will not. The only question is when. Now, there's been speculation.
Yes.
You know?
I have theories on when, and I can tell you it's weeks away, not months away.
Well, and the argument is, why would you want to do that to poor President Obama? I mean, after all, the guy's done such a fine job, 4 years in the White House. Well, 4 years minus, what, 5 months, 6 months. We got to give this guy another chance. We can't sully up his campaign, mind you, to have a global financial collapse. It won't look good. Here's the great change artist up there, you know, hope and change. Yeah, hope for that change and then elect a guy that will never bring it to you. But on the other side of the coin, well, it's the other side of the same coin. You have Mitt Romney, which, by the way, does anybody out there believe that anything is going to happen with Obamacare? Because Mr. Obamacare is the Republicans' idea of who to put in there as president. And after all, he's already done the beta test in his own state. He already has Obamacare in his own state. So
do you want to read something really scary? The top story on my website, and when you got some time, I would encourage you to read it. It's called The Mormon Plan for America.
Ah, really?
And people may have a different feeling about Mitt Romney after they read this. I mean, this is some amazing stuff about the Mormons' plan for America.
Well, you know, going back years ago, I discovered there were two groups of people that were priority for the intelligence community. And they have always been Masons or Mormons.
Now, absolutely.
If you look into the Mormon religion, it's got Masonry stamped all over it. And if you want to be a good old boy and you want to get recommended, it's kind of like a pledge, I guess, at university, or if you're a mafia guy trying to be a made guy. But at any rate, sorry to the Mormon listeners out there. I'm sorry, because you can't handle the truth, okay? At any rate, we got to take this break. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. We'll take your calls into this hour. And then coming up next hour, James Corbett. Hopefully Robbie can stick around with us. We'll get his answer on that one on the other side. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Mark in Texas. Hello, Mark.
Good afternoon, you two. Growth is good.
Yeah, I have a mole on my upper lip that's never mind.
Growth is good, but not without a demand behind it.
Yeah.
That's where the stimulus is so convoluted. Talk about throwing money at a problem. Guys, if there's two burger joints in your town and they're usually only half full, if the city gives all kinds of incentives for two more burger joints to move in, now you got a total of four, that's growth.
Well, no, that's division.
No, that's expansion, but it's not growth without it's not growth with demand. I'd rather see those other two burger joints in an expansion phase where they're adding to their building. That's growth.
Mark, you're just thinking literal, in a linear fashion. You're too logical. You're going from point A to point B to point C.
Well, they tried to open up the borders to get more customers, but the customers they let in, they just sent all their money back, don't you know?
Well, and don't worry. I wanted to get into this hour. There is a judge out in Marble Falls that just took a look at the Obamacare, and it's just as we suspected. You know, this is the bill that Nancy Pelosi said that, well, we have to pass it first before you can read it and find out what's in it. Do you want pretzel logic here? Something that absolutely makes no sense whatsoever. But she said it. But this judge went through this, And he pretty much, he nails this thing. And so I'll get into the what Judge Kithill is his name, and he's over here in Marble Falls. And he went through the entire bill. He read the thing, and it's very disturbing what we've turned up in this thing.
Well, that's another part of the hypocrisy. You know, now everybody wants to be kept safe. Every place they go, even in their bed at night, they're expecting the government to keep them safe. And then they'll turn around the next day and say, but you stay out of my health care, you hear?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there's a major hypocrisy going on here. And then the same people say, well, I built this business, and then turn around and do nothing but government contracts. Which I could see a certain amount of legitimacy to a government contract, but we all know a lot of it's just, I don't know, you scratch my back, I scratch yours.
You know,
so is that legitimate free market principles?
Absolutely not. No. Because what we're moving to, and some people liken this to the Euro-style socialistic model, for a system of, well, like we have here, we are called capitalist. I don't like that. That was a communist term to identify the antithesis to their wonderful communism. We were made the capitalist. No, it's free market, okay? Sound free market principles, it's very definable. It's easy to understand. But what these people are banking on is the further dependency, and you said it, the further dependency of the government to help the people out. They're now more dependent on the government than ever, and we only have so many tax generators out there, so many people working that pay taxes, and what taxes they don't collect, well, what they need, they just go ahead and borrow, adding more problem to the already insurmountable problem. So socialism, ladies and gentlemen, does not work, okay? And we're bleeding ourselves dry, sticking a few bucks in people's pockets, and hoping for what? Tomorrow, water goes back to being wet and the sky turns blue again? This is absolutely insanity.
Well, it's almost as if down at the bottom, us serfs and us pawns, we're supposed to be socialists.
Well,
and then the businesses, the corporations and stuff, they're supposed to be capitalist. And then the government, you see, is supposed to be fascist. So we kind of have this three-set-tier system going on here, and everybody's working under a separate book of rules. And to try and merge them all, they're having just about as much luck with this as they did in the North American Union or the Eurozone. It ain't working. You got to have one set of books for everybody. And it ain't working that way. They're trying to segregate everything depending on the level of business or operation.
What we need in this country is a Chick-fil-A response to the bankers. And I was somewhat elated and somewhat not elated when the Occupy Wall Street thing happened. Because you had every mother and their uncle out there with their own agendas. I saw PETA people, I saw Save the Whale people, I saw good people out there that wanted to talk about the banks, you know, like they did successfully over in Iceland. And the people didn't take the few bones that were thrown at them. And when the politicians tried to block them, the people getting at the bankers to get them the hell out of their country, they blocked them. Well, they got rid of them. This is what has to happen in this country. We need a Chick-fil-A moment against the bankers. Now,
well, we could call it Republic Broadcasting, but we could also have a sister station in Reykjavik. The Reykjavik Broadcasting Company. I think we're on to something here.
Thanks for your call, Mark.
See ya.
I just, Robbie, I am in amazement that more people are just not absolutely just said, you know, I've had enough. Let's get this thing back. We don't care what it's going to take. It's got to get done. We haven't arrived at that point yet. They're still bailing out.
Yeah, we haven't felt the pain yet. That's why.
Well,
And the pain could be forthcoming because, you know, I know it's off a lot of people's radar screens, but we are going to see some wild food inflation in the not-too-distant future. And that could be, you know, it's just a small spark that you need that affects everybody. in their personal life that usually causes, you know, something to trip a mechanism, if you will. You know, I mean, the Arab Spring, if you remember back, the cause of the Arab Spring was a little kid in Tunisia who couldn't afford to feed himself because of escalating food prices, and he set himself on fire. And that caused a revolution that's still echoing around the Middle East. You know, so it's a single event that happens that affects everybody, that does ultimately cause, for want of a better word, a Chick-fil-A moment.
The Obamacare highlighted, this was sent to me, and thank you for sending this over to me. Judge Kithill is the second official who has outlined parts of the CARE bill. And he is from Marble Falls, Texas, and he highlighted some of the most egregious pages, certainly not all of them. This is a thumbnail. This HB 3200, folks, you're going to love this stuff. Referenced on page 58 and 59. Page 50, section 152. Let me start there. The bill will provide insurance to all non-U.S. residents, even if they are here illegally. Question, folks, people that are going to get health care that are here illegally, guess what? They don't have paychecks. They don't have taxes taken out. Who gets to pay for it? Well, of course, you do. But you see, you're not going to be able to generate enough tax to pay for all the illegals and all their health care. So guess what the government is going to have to do? Any guess on that, Robbie?
Well, sure. Pass it on to the small business guy, and that's the reason why the small business guy is too afraid to hire anybody before this kicks in on January the 1st.
Well, and, you know, not only that, if the other fix, and we've seen it do, we've seen him do it how many times now, if you fall a little bit short, well, we'll just borrow it. We'll borrow into the future. Page 58 and 59, the government will have real-time access to an individual's bank account and will have the authority to make electronic fund transfers from those accounts. Didn't pay your Obama bill, care bill on time? Don't worry. The government's here to help you. They'll relieve you of the responsibility of paying for it. They're going to be dipping into your bank accounts. Does that sound like a wonderful, fun thing to do? On page 65, section 164, the plan will be subsidized, there it is, by the government for all union members, union retirees, and for community organizations. Guess like who? The Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now. Don't recognize that? ACORN. Page 203, line 14 and 15, the tax, you're going to love this. We're living in Orwellville here, folks. I've read this 10 times, and every time I read this, I just find myself shaking my head. Page 203, line 14, 15. The tax imposed under this section will not be treated as a tax. How can anybody in their right mind come up with that one? Page 241, 253. Doctors will be paid the same regardless of specialty, and the government will set all doctors' fees. Page 272, section 1145. Cancer hospital will ration care according to a patient's age. Page 317 and 321, the government will impose a prohibition on hospital expansion. However, communities may petition for an exception, begging the government to expand a medical care facility. Page 425, line 14 through 12, or I'm sorry, 4 through 12, the government mandates advanced care planning consultations. Those on Social Security will be required to attend end-of-life planning seminar every 5 years. That's death counseling to you and me, folks. And on page 429, 13 through 25, the government will specify which doctors can write an end-of-life order. There's your death panel. Oh, that didn't exist, folks. Remember? It didn't exist. It is in there. And Robbie, the fix is in. You got Obamacare, and then you got Obama, Mitt Romney. As a matter of fact...
Well, you know, I know this is an old saying, but once again, you know, Americans are left with a choice at this election for president of a choice between two evils. Do you go with the socialist? Do you go with the Mormon?
Yeah, I was talking to a young couple last night, and she is on Medicare for her child, a very strange disease. And, of course, those according to their need, she thought it was a good idea that we have this type of system. And I looked at her and I said, you know, I don't mean to sound cold or crass. With talking with you, I understand that you're a loving mother and you want the best for your child. And your child is severely disadvantaged. I said, I get that. I said, but this whole con game with Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security. And I said, now, to most people, Obamacare looks like a good plan. That's the old Hegelian dialectic. You create the problem. They've driven up the health care costs beyond belief. They've rigged the game. So then you get to demonstrate, rising health costs. We've got to do something about it. Voila, let's whip out Obamacare. And here is the fix to our problem. This is not a fix. And the judge, David Cathill of Marble Falls, simply said this. Finally, it is specifically stated that this bill will not apply to members of Congress. Members of Congress are already exempt from the Social Security system and have a well-funded private plan that covers their retirement needs. If they were on our Social Security plan, I believe they would find a very quick fix to make the plan financially sound for the future. And these creatures, imagine this, Robbie. These people don't have to rely on Social Security. They got their own health plans. They don't care. They are untouchable, but yet they submit us to this type of thing. This is planned obsolescence for your health. This is planned obsolescence of any imagining that we have any representation whatsoever in Washington, D.C. I mean, come on, guys. Jeez. It's good enough for, you know, give the pigs out there the swill. Yeah.
Well, it's something we've been talking about for many years, John.
Yeah. And here it is, right smack dab in your face.
Yep.
How's that hope and change working out for us all?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lester in Ohio. Hello, Lester.
How you doing, John?
Hi.
I'm glad to see you're still out there working.
Hey, absolutely. What else would I do? Sit around and be a non-participant? It would drive me crazy.
I've been out trying to work today, too. I had a friend of mine call me up. His granddaughter got the MRI and you know what I'm saying. Oh, she broke out in rashes and all kinds of different things, and she had all kinds of side effects and all that there, you know.
Coming from?
Huh?
Coming from what?
Well, he, you know, he's politically correct. His son-in-law is politically correct. I mean, after all, he's sick and dying too. But he took his child in, and had it vaccinated and stuff. You know. The kid had some side effects. You know.
Yeah.
You know? So I took him some information. You know, and you know, I tried educating them when they actually moved from Missouri back here to Ohio, and I tried talking to them while they were here, you know. I mean, new married couple with a child, you know. And, you know, but, you know, I'm just a dumb, crazy, ignorant country boy out here living out in the country, you know. I study too much.
You know, I would sit in amazement if my wife and I, we were in a grocery store. She would approach a young married couple. There she is with one bun in the oven, and she would flat out tell them, are you thinking about vaccinating your child? Because here it comes. What are you going to do? And a lot of them knew nothing about vaccines. They knew nothing about the adjuvants that were in them, the aluminum, the thimerosal, none of this stuff. And she would tell them, do yourself a favor. Go online. Google it, ask.com, go wherever, to whatever search engine you want, and start reading and make the decision before you load your kid up with all these toxins that are going to cause health problems beyond your wildest imaginings.
Hey, you know, John, people ain't got to worry about it. After all, just like back in Egypt, they all worship the Pharaoh and his snakes. You know, I'm sorry, you know, nothing's changed. I mean, read your Bible. God says it's all the same.
The more things change and the brighter we get, the more it stays the same. Isn't that amazing, Lester?
But, yeah, I can't believe, you know, Ron Paul, he's a doctor.
Yeah.
I can't believe he ain't coming out here and educating people more on all this stuff.
He has spoken about it in the past. Lester, I got a break. We'll be back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are back. Stephen in Oregon. Hello, Stephen.
Greatest, you have the greatest callers. I really, very learned individuals. And one thing that I really like about them is you got several that are a little older in age and stuff like that. And, you know, it made me think about that, the Obamacare thing, you know, that I've heard this thing that says, oh, if you just die, we can get 3 more teachers. Well, what they don't say is if you don't die, we'll have 100 more teachers than you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I really do appreciate that. And I'll get to my point. This is for both you and Robbie. is I was chatting with a guy on the Charlie McGrath website, and he's asking about, you know, I want to get out of my pension plan, and I do, well, get out of it and get into either, you know, get a little bit medium prep and get into some silver. I kind of choose silver over gold. That's my thing. But anyways, and to do that, and then he writes back and he says, man, they're hitting me hard with the fees. And then I said, yeah, back I go, well, I went through it too. I had to get hit with a fee, but I'm doing fine. Now, I don't know, I was lucky enough to do it 2 or 3 years ago when I got seller for like 10 bucks or something. So I was a little more fortunate, but I pretty much tell them that they put you in this because they're going to take every dime. Either you lose 20% now or you lose 100% later.
And Robbie, how many years have we been touching on that subject? And we've left it to the people. We've told them the dangers of doing it.
It was something Bob constantly said when anybody would call into the show.
Uh-huh.
Take the penalty, you know, get the cash.
I just wondered if you had any other insight so that I could help, that would help me convince other people. I'm pretty good at it, but I just thought, because I really would like these people to get out of their pension plans too and get into it. And I've given them, you know, your information.
You've got to use the math. Did he give you what percentage he would have to, he would lose by pulling it out of the plan?
No, that's correct, and that's where I wrote him back, and I go, you have to let me know. You're right. You have to really know the math first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like for instance, if he says to you, because it's always people are reluctant to take a hit if they're
going
to take a hit of, say, 30%. That seems to be the high watermark that stops people from making the move, is the 30%.
That's a pretty big hit.
It is.
Yeah. Well, to put it into context, to regain that 30%, based on where silver is today, you would have to see the price of silver go up $8.70, and you would
recoup
that 30%. That 30%. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Good one. All right. Hey, thank you. Thank you, guys. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I just want to share a few things. But I'm working, and I'm trying to give, you know, you guys your information. Oh, I guess I got one more. Is there, like, a number, or where should I go to lead them? I know there's the other one, Midas or something, but I kind of prefer you guys. What do you have, any information I can give and you
Trends,
can call and work with him?
How about Salente's site, Trends Journal? Yeah.
Trends Journal?
Yep.
Yeah, no, that's... Oh, what about... But, no, I think that you guys have... You guys do the silver and gold stuff, don't you? And
well,
you
yeah.
And you know that stuff. So how would I get him a hold of you? Or and there's lots of people asking me. And so that's
well, just simply, the only thing you have to do is just call Robbie at 800-691-7898.
7898.
Yep.
Perfect. Hey, thank you, guys. I love you lots.
Okay, thanks, Stephen. Appreciate your call. Take the top of the hour break here. Coming up, James Corbett of the Corbett Report. He'll be with us in just a few minutes. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back. Hour two coming up.
Are you again?